You know, some of you are probably familiar with Twitter and the shenanigans that have been going on recently with the API being shutting down, not shutting down, people getting rate limited, people getting all kinds of crap. So Elon Musk is having tantrums. There's an alternative out there that I've known about for several years. I've been off and on, but now it's really taken off finally. It's called Mastodon. That's Mastodon. It's part of a larger group of services called the Fediverse. Fediverse, which is a suite of services that are connected by a protocol. So you can follow people that are on your server or people on other servers from your server. You can also use the other services that same way, but I think we should stick to Mastodon. Back to Mastodon, which in many ways kind of resembles Twitter, that you send short microblog messages and you can search using hashtags. You post hashtags on your message to make them searchable because there's no central authorities anywhere. Anybody can put up servers, but there is a directory of sort of well-administered servers that have been approved. That's on a site called joinmastodon.org/servers. And you can search by topic, a sort of community group. For instance, there are servers that are mainly catering to music people, others catering to labor activists, some to, you know, academics. You know, you get the idea. There's one called mastodon.radio, which is hams and ham adjacent people, like shortwave listeners and stuff. But even if you're on one of those, I was on mastodon.radio for a while. I was still following people on LGBTQ related servers. But I recently made a change because some content I wanted to not have show up on mastodon.radio. So I moved to another one, which was a little bit messy. But it is, you know, it's not too hard, except when I did it, people I was following count didn't get transferred over. My followers all did. So I had to manually refollow some people. It actually was a good excuse to prune my following list because it was getting a little long. There's no algorithm that decides that curates your feed. That's all up to you. There are things like favoring and boosting toots. They're called toots, the messages on Mastodon. There are a couple of different web front ends for it. There's the Mastodon original web front end. And then there's a couple of other ones. There's one called Semaphore that's slightly more accessible than the original, especially in Firefox. I haven't tried it on Edge or Chrome. And there are also clients for both iOS, lots of clients for iOS, a couple of blind specific clients for the Windows desktop. I have both of them installed and one of them currently running called Tweezcake. So you pick a server based on, well, I found mine by word of mouth, actually, the first time. So you choose a server, you set up an account on it, and then you post an introduction with hashtags that you might want, you know, that indicate your interests and stuff. The tradition is that you post an introduction when you join a new server or instance, whatever you call it, and you use enough hashtags that people will find you based on your interests, hobbies, political, whatever you want to put there. On the website and in some of the iOS clients, there's a very sophisticated filtering system to curate your feed more. You can filter out whole servers. You can filter out keywords, phrases. I think you can even filter hashtags since they don't show me things with this hashtag on it. But the thing is, you'll only ever see people you follow and messages that people you follow have boosted, which is a way to share, like a retweet. And then favoring or favoriting, depending on which client you're running, they call it different things. That only sends the favorite message back to the author of the toot you favored. It doesn't get registered somewhere for targeting algorithms. So you say you like something, you hit the favorite button, they see that you liked it. So back to a typical server instance, there are several timelines. There's the local timeline, which is just toots that have been originated on your server. That's a good way to find people to follow, by the way. You can browse the local timeline and look for people talking about things you care about. The home timeline is the people you follow and boosts by the people you follow. And the federated timeline is toots from every server your server knows about on the network. And depending on the server, the federated timeline can be unmanageable by especially an accessible client. There's just no way it'll keep up. For instance, Mastodon.social has, you know, got thousands or maybe tens of thousands of people on it. Mastodon.radio is only a couple hundred active users because hams, there just aren't that many of us. I don't know if you're aware of this, but some journalists have moved or at least are cutting over to Mastodon in parallel with Twitter. WGBH News has a couple of times daily update that's on Mastodon. They put some headlines in it and some links to their stories. I think NV Access is on there. AT Guys is on Mastodon. There's a guy I follow because we do Linux. There's a guy named Deafblind Engineer. Some of you might know him from elsewhere. I don't know. I don't know if the ACB or NFB are on Mastodon. I don't know if you'd want Vibug to spin up a Mastodon server on our hosting. It'd be kind of interesting. And you could limit who's on it. I mean, you could make it invite only. And some of them, when you sign up, you have to answer a little questionnaire before they let you on because they want to keep the trolls and riffraff out. Moderation per server is done by volunteers. So you might not get an immediate redress of your grievance, but I think a lot of times they'll tell you to, you know, to mute or block first. One of the Mastodon servers, a pretty big one, mastodon.lol, there were a lot of people on there criticizing, bullying people who play the Harry Potter wizard game because of her transphobic and anti-Semitic stuff. And the owner of the server told people to go ahead and kill themselves and he's going to shut it down. So you have that kind of nonsense occasionally, but it's growing pains, I'd say. Because for the first 5 years of my on and off Mastodon life, none of this was happening. There were just too few of us. I guess you want to see what I use. Like I said, I've got Tweezcake running. Let me see if I can share the screen. I'm on my home timeline for the server I reside on. And I'm going to hit the home button to go to the top of the list. It's reverse chronological on Tweezcake. So I'm going to go to the home.
Baron Heartland, content warning, show promo. View this post to see the text dot 20 seconds ago.
Content warning. These things are huge. You can reveal the stuff that's behind it. A lot of people on Mastodon use content warnings to hide sensitive or triggering information, text that people might not really want to read right now. You kind of give a quick summary in the content warning. And the same with media. There's like sensitive media. There's another shade you pull down to hide a sensitive picture. A triggering picture, and there's a lot of triggering stuff on here, or at least people who are very sensitive. So Mastodon people, the sort of an informal code among Mastodon people is, you know, if you think somebody might be offended or triggered, put a content warning. And anything erotic or violent, if it's an image, hide it behind a sensitive media thing. And another thing in Mastodon culture, a lot of times people are very conscious of doing image descriptions, and some of them really detailed, which is great. One thing that annoys me about Facebook, nobody describes images and you have to use the phone, let the phone do it. But a lot of times there are people who won't boost something that doesn't have an alt text on it. It's a big deal. So let's see. Here are my toots that have come in while we're sitting here.
Jorge, one of the great updates in version 4.1.0 of Mastodon is the ability to add captions / alt text to images after posting. You can also edit the focus point dot 1 minute ago. Mastodon 1 of 1,200 maybe.
Oh yeah, there was an update to the Mastodon core firm software today. Which, by the way, is everything here is open source. Well, Tweezcake isn't, but everything on Mastodon server side is. So anybody can modify it, but there are certain customizations that the culture might not like. So people tend not to do a whole lot.
Baron Heartland, content warning, show promo, Jorge, content warning, Twitter SFW leather post with mention of adult Teresa woman with white cane medium light skin tone, boosting O Snapdragon Dr. Roy FLA, when Trump finally croaks and goes to hell, and Satan has to decide his eternal fate, fire smiling face with horns, fire image one.
Passions run high, as you'd expect. R.E. Trump.
Teresa woman with white cane medium light skin tone. I've been here for 2 hours and forgot to say good morning, Mastofolk, 7 minutes ago.
Yeah, she's a blind person I've been following for a while.
Jorge, boosting memedival realist edge. There comes a time when you have to choose. You, E&M no one, right? FeviLab has been deleted until they can figure out. Jorge, I got a dongle for the hot tub so that I can into thermal colon be nice. Content warning, bared chest. Thermal colon be nice, meet us here. Low quality facts. It's a good system, https://patreon.com/low quality facts.
This is my home timeline. This is all the people I follow and stuff that they boosted. So I see them. If I go back,
list,
I do a shift tab.
Messages.
And there's my direct messages, which work like Twitter direct messages, only I see them. Except an interesting thing about Mastodon direct messages, you can include a whole group of people in the chat. I don't think you could do that in Twitter direct messages.
Sent.
Sent is all the stuff I cranked out.
Notifications.
Notifications is favorites, boosts, replies, follows, unfollows, but it shows who followed me and stuff. We're going to tab again.
List Adam Take 2 at Ring followed you. Happily married ring men folding.
Good, he followed me.
Deep News Poll, Sun with Face Below Number Fair Divers. This is DBH News bringing you the world from Number Boston. The state's got plans to replace depression era Cape Cod bridges, but that's worrying folks who might have their homes taken by eminent domain Number New Hampshire may lose its first in the nation status for presidential primaries. Philly's Star Checks Notes start recent utility polls to discourage Eagles fans from climbing them after a possible Super Bowl win Number NFL Number Philadelphia, 48 minutes ago 1 of 222.
Right, that's WGBH's daily headline.
Adam Take 2 favorite video. Adam Take 2 at Ring followed you. Happily married.
Adam Take Two is just a guy I chat with.
Epilogus mentioned UFWX1G at Jet Motor Readers. This is a very good point. Also, for my naughty old sissy don't understand the new technology segment, I didn't realize that Jeff asked that question to the whole world. I thought we were still in a little back and forth in confusing DMs. Some had J, some had Modo, some had both. Hence my...
Oops. Sometimes things get mislabeled, you know, like on emails that somebody accidentally hits reply all when they didn't mean to. So that's what happened there. It's a response to that.
Elgot sent you a DM at WX1G. May ask a favor. I would like to improve the accessibility of my personal website. The current page's user menu, which is very...
Okay, Elgot, I'll get back to him. He's a friend I've known from the Linux world for a long time.
Midnight Raven favorited your post. At Midnight Raven, why do I feel like squawking? Nevermore, lol. Midnight Raven favorited your post. Junior Kuma favorite.
Okay, that's enough of those. Let me show you what else you can do in Tweezcake. If you want to know the context of a tweet that you're reading... Like, we'll go back to the main timeline. Let me see if there's part of a conversation.
No one, right.
If I do Control G, it'll open this tweet in a conversation if it is part of a thread, so I can see who replied to it. So let's see.
Conversation with Ian M. No one updated. Ian M. No one, right. FedLab has been deleted.
No, there were no conversations there. I thought it was part of a conversation. Let me dismiss that with Control apostrophe.
Oh, data what?
Get rid of that conversation buffer that's empty. Interesting thing about Tweezcake. Is that there's really no UI, no GUI. It's all keyboard commands. And again, and kind of like Zoom, you can make them global. Some of them are global. A lot of the global ones are on Control Shift Windows something or Alt Shift Windows something. So the conflicts aren't too likely, but it could be changed. You can go into a key map file and change it. There's another one.
EM no one, right.
There's another one called EW Blue, which also now has Mastodon support. It's very similar to Tweezcake, except there's a little more discoverability in the menu trees. One bad thing about both of these clients, they're very immature. The documentation can be, well, iffy or scant or out of date. That might kind of put people off. My advice, if you want to get started on Mastodon and you're not really a keyboard, you know, and you don't want to play with something that's kind of got rough edges on the UI, there are very good iOS apps, and they give you full access to what's available in Mastodon. The one I like is called Toot, and we're going to shift gears here, and I've got Toot open. Go back to the home timeline here. To do that, I'm on the bottom of the screen, and I've swiped to the far left edge. Toot has a tab bar along the bottom that's home.
Darren Hartland, hey, off home, tab, one of home, tab, one of four.
And along the bottom, we've got four tabs.
Tab, 2 of 4.
Toot, that's where you compose a toot.
Notifications, tab, 3 of 4.
That's notifications, just like it is on Tweezcake.
Server, tab, 4 of 4.
And server is where you can choose whether you're going to look at the local timeline, the federated, or the your home. Or your home is on a tab by itself. Server lets you do things about the server. You can log out, you can edit your profile, you can do a few other things that have to do with talking to the server. I'll show you a compose. I won't make a tweet, but I'll show you what the window looks like.
Tab 2 of 4.
It's called Toot, but it's the compose window.
Next field is editing, word mode, insertion point at start.
And we've got...
Do you want to say? Text, post a new tune, close, button, double tap to dismiss pop-up, double tap to dismiss.
Okay, the far left is close. That would be cancel. Then I swipe right.
Close, button.
Or flick right, that's close.
Post a new tune, WX1G at 4bear.com, heading.
Post a new toot heading. It tells me who I'm logged in as, because I could have multiple accounts here. I only have one, but I could have multiple, so it tells me which one I'm on.
Text field is an insertion point at start.
Here's the edit box where you type your toot contents. By the way, the limit is 500 characters by default, unlike Twitter's 280 or whatever it is. Some servers have it at 1,000.
Do you want to say?
And that just reminds me that it's the place where you compose.
0/500.
Click right. That's the number of characters I've got.
Post language.
Post one more. I can choose languages.
English.
It's a pop, you know, one of those pop-up menus. You double tap and it gives you a list. It's on English.
The language you are writing your post in.
And then it gives you a little hint. It's the language you're writing in.
Post visibility.
Now, post visibility is the interesting one.
Selected.
It's a group of radio buttons, but it's not identified as such by VoiceOver. But public is the default. You can change that in the settings.
Unlisted, button 2 of 4.
Unlisted is a little curious. It shows up in it shows up to your followers, but not in public timelines. So it wouldn't show up in the local timeline, for example, of the Federated, but it would show up to you, which is different from
followers.
Followers, you can have it only go to followers. And again, it's, I don't really understand the difference between that and unlisted.
Direct
button. And direct is direct message. We have, I've been clicking right.
Close, double tap to this pop-up window.
Okay, close.
Image, home, WX1, more options, button, pitch underscore comma.
Oh, another thing you can do, and what I don't understand about this, none of these iOS clients let you post audio. They'll play audios, but they won't let you post them. You have to use the web to do that. Or you have to use one of the Tweezcake or TW Blue or something. But the irony of using TW Blue or Tweezcake, you can't put alt text, and they're clients for the blind. It's kind of weird to me, especially how picky Mastodon culture is about it. Now, all these screens have a context, like a help, a region-specific context menu you can pull down. Like on the home screen, it's this button says,
more options.
It says more options on any one of these screens. And what's in there depends on what screen you're on. For instance, if you're looking at somebody's profile, you hit more options, you get things like follow, bookmark, or on a toot, if you hit it. If you opened a toot from the timeline, you focused on a toot, the more options would have things like add to bookmarks, favorite, boost, a few other things. You can also get to some of those options when you're in the timeline, not in a toot specific. You're summarizing the toots. You can single finger swipe up to get to some of those same context menu items. So that's a little easier if you're just jumping down your timeline. But if you have a toot open for more careful examination, you have that other thing, more options. If you're reading your own profile, I think more options lets you edit the profile and add an avatar and, you know, all that stuff. What I was going to say about VoiceOver when we were carrying on about iOS bugs, annoyances, in some of these apps, there are problems when you're moving around, you're moving up and down the timeline. And if you went back up one, you swipe left to go back up one, you might find yourself at the very top of the list again. It's very annoying, but I find Toot does that the least of any of them. So those are things you have to check out. You know, I spent a few days trying out different iOS apps for Mastodon. Well, actually, some of them will work on other parts of the Fediverse too. Like I think there's one called Ivory. I think that'll work other places, but Ivory has a lot of problems with VoiceOver, at least on my machine. It's more general, but it really happens on some of these Mastodon clients when I'm composing with Braille screen input. I'll find myself suddenly, I'll be typing away, and then suddenly find myself in some weird help mode or some weird edit mode I'm unfamiliar with, and I have to shut VoiceOver off and toggle it back on to get rid of it. It's very annoying. So you choose a server based on some interest. You can Google search. You can also go to that joinmastodon.org. And you can also go to a site called Fedi, FEDI.TIPS for more guides on how to behave in the Fediverse, including technical guides on running a server and moderating content and stuff.
How do you spell Tweezcake?
TWEESECAKE.
And the name of the app that you just demonstrated, how do you spell that app name?
TOOT.
Because you set yourself up in a particular server. If that server goes down, are you out of the system?
If that server drops out of the network, Mastodon is down for you, the few people on that server. It's not the rest of the network carries on like nothing happened.
But you're out at that point.
Out at that point, unless you have another account, you can, jump over to another account. But basically, if your server falls off the network, it's like email.
Yeah.
If your email server falls off the network, email doesn't stop. It does for you, sadly.
The system doesn't have, Mastodon doesn't have any sway of, if something goes out, that server throws it, passes it on to a different place or...
I think some stuff might get lost. Remember Usenet? You know how sometimes you'd end up with incomplete feeds on your server for Usenet, and you know there's a lot more because somebody went down? The same thing might happen on Mastodon. You might lose some toots, You won't lose followers or following, but you might lose a, you know, there'll be a gap in your timeline, but the rest of the network will just carry on. Email is a federated service, by the way. It doesn't look like it so much anymore because there are only a few big email providers, but it really is a federated service. And Mastodon addresses are kind of like email addresses. I'm, for instance, at WX1G, at 4bear, that's the number 4, the and bear as in the animal, .com. So that's what I give people.
That's the server you're on, at 4bear.com. Is that the server that you're attached to?
That's where I'm attached now, yes. I migrated recently instances because of content that I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to get into trouble with certain content showing up on Mastodon.radio. So I migrated to an instance that's more friendly to it. Right. I still follow people from Mastodon.radio. I have a few friends still there.
So when you were on the iPhone Toot app, and you were creating, say, some content of some sort, is that where you would put the notice that this might be sensitive? Was there a place?
Oh, there are boxes for that. To the right of the composition window, there's a box where you can upload or take a picture or video after the character count. And then there's a box for content warning, which is a text box. If you uploaded some media content, there would then be boxes for mark the media as sensitive content. And what the other people see when you do that, it's pixelated, you know, it's low res, so they have to double tap, or I should say they single tap, we double tap to reveal it. When you upload a picture or a video, there's a tab, there's a text area next to it for alt text. And you have, oh God, hundreds of, if not thousands of characters for your alt text. It can be huge. Only people with screen readers will see it, or maybe sighted people who right-click on the pic or something can see the alt text. I think Toot is set up so that if you try to post a pic without an alt text, it'll nag you. And what I've noticed about Tweezcake, whether you expand the content warning or not in Tweezcake, the alt text gets read for pictures. Tweezcake and TW Blue are, I know TW Blue is open source. It's licensed under the GPL v3, lesser. The other one I'm not sure is, but the development process of both of them is, it's kind of hacky. Tweezcake is written by a couple of blind kids. Actually, there aren't a lot of kids on Mastodon. It seems to be Gen Xers and older, a lot of them. And a lot of them happen to be people who are or were in the IT business, because that's kind of who started it, who started the Fediverse and Mastodon in particular. So yeah, that's, you know, I like my time there. There are a few people I miss who haven't migrated, but I have found community, and I'm happy there.
But when you talk about running a server, just for clarification, are you talking about going out and buying a physical piece of gear to be your server box, or does Mastodon just give you some more memory and call it a server?
Nothing. Mastodon doesn't give you memory. It's just, you just run the server code on whatever machine you want, whether you went and bought a rack, or you can run it on a pretty low budget computer if you got disk drive space and good bandwidth. But you build a server, put it up, you start tooting from it, new followers maybe on other servers, they boost it, and then the network becomes aware of it.
Excellent. Thank you so much.